you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
It's a fucking Friday show, baby boys.
It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. International superstar, Zach D'Amico. It's a free tape. We're in Texas right now. Getting fucking wild, dude. Last night was crazy. How crazy was last night, Zach?
Last night was out of control.
It was crazy, dude. We both cheated on our girlfriends and wives with each other.
We actually cheated on each other's girlfriends.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking sweet. Look, we have an incredible show planned today. It is your Friday show. The best way to end out your week is the Real Ass Podcast. As always, two incredible guests in studio. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him. You don't have a podcast?
No.
Casertano? No. Really?
Yeah.
What a weirdo. Like, that's the weirdest thing about you is the fact that you don't have a podcast.
I need to get one.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Andrew Casertano. Hey. He's on the show. Let's go. It's been a while. It's been a hot minute. Stop talking.
Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, dude.
I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you back on the show, baby boy.
Fuck yeah, man.
I like it. And also very happy to have back on the show, who looks kind of like a fat Andrew Casertano. I just realized that you have a similar facial structure. Hey. Ladies and gentlemen, from Late Again with Zen, a new mock news program that's out soon. That's fun. What happened to Creepy Corner?
I don't know. We'll talk about it later. We'll get into it.
Anthony Zenhauser's here.
All right.
He's on fire.
Nice. I like that.
I'm very happy to have you back on the show.
I'm happy to be here, guys.
We have a great show planned. We have a lot to talk about. Let's get our fucking plugs out of the way and let's just get into the show. It's fucking raining outside. It's a rainy fucking day. I was dealing with traffic all morning. So let's just get our plugs. By the time we're done plugs, I'll be in the fucking best mood ever. All right? Guys, tell them what you got to plug.
Oh, man. Fuck, man. I'm going to be...
No podcast.
I got nothing coming up right now.
Nothing
yeah.
really coming up. All right, yeah. good. That's very nice. All right. So Anthony Zenhauser.
I can't work with this, man. Why can't you put like Shane Gillis on the show with me or something? I want to fuck. Like, why can't you put like?
We're
like
trying to make you look better by comparison. This is this good. Is
real, but it's always like
you're like a real comedian. Always, finally,
like,
Zenhauser.
You always put me like on with a chick, which is horrible. You put me on. Nah, I don't have a podcast either. I feel like we're kindred spirits. Actually,
maybe you guys should start a podcast together.
Yeah, it would be
same
horrible.
Face, different body.
It would be a horrible podcast.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, same
face, different body.
Same face, horrible body.
Same face, different body with Andrew Casertano and Anthony Zenhauser. That's a lot of fucking Italian energy right there. I like that. This is a good fucking podcast right now. Let's get a demo. Shannon, time to demo it up. Same face, different body. So anyway, anything else to plug?
Yeah, no, I just I'm coming out with that show Late Again with Zen. It's a mock news show making fun of the media. It'll be out hopefully by the end of this month.
Sick.
I got two more days. Probably out by then, and that's pretty much it until probably next month. I'm doing Laugh It Up Comedy Club in Poughkeepsie.
Sick.
Yeah, you can check me out at The Zen Comic. Check me out at The Zen Comic on Instagram and Twitter.
Zen's a fucking always man, happy. I've known Zen a long time. He's a fucking man. Do support this guy.
So good.
Zach.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Twitter, backup, ZA Spook Show. And I'm doing a live Midnight Spook Show at The Stand on Halloween night, October 31st at 9 o'clock. Come out. It's going to be really fun.
Yeah, that is very sick. Yeah, guys, look, making my London debut, UK debut, October 5th, Tuesday night, October 5th. 7:30 show is sold out. 9:30 show tickets are available. Very few seats left. Grab those tickets right now. It's a Tuesday night. I know it's hard for people to come out, but this is going to be history making. I've never performed in the UK. I'm going to be doing it in a British accent the entire time. I'm going to be doing all me act like this. So come out and see it. It's going to be quite the show. Quite the experience, I say. You know, mate.
They're going to kick you out.
They ain't going to kick me out, mate. They're going to be like, come on, hang out at me flat. You're me coolest friend, pal. All right?
Me bruv.
Me bruv.
Hey, bruv.
Also, guys, more shows coming up throughout the month of October. I'll be October 16th at Governor's out on Long Island. October 23rd, I'm going to be in Albany. It's not up on the site yet, but me and Zach Amico are doing a small theater in Albany, so keep looking out, lewisofskanks.com. 28th, Zanies in Chicago. Then Skankfest is happening, but then we're going to be in Poughkeepsie, Ontario, California, Toronto, Funny Bone Hartford at the beginning of the year. Lots of other dates coming up right now. I'm working on a whole tour, and I'm working on a European tour for next summer, so tune the fuck in, guys. It's all happening, baby boys. LewisofSkanks.com is the website to grab your tickets. If you guys love this show, you can support the show directly. What you got to do is you got to go to GasDigitalNetwork.com. If you guys become a Gas Digital member, you get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all of the shows in the network. This is thousands of hours of content that you are unlocking that are not available anywhere else on the internet. Legion of Skanks, Real Ass Podcast, Believe You Me, Gomez Watches Seinfeld, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Shannon Lee Hires The Thing Is,
Ding.
Ding. We're bringing two more shows to the network. Did we already announce the one, Shannon?
We haven't here, but Ralph has on SDR, so we can say that one.
Okay. Zach Wilde is doing a show on the network. The legendary Zach Wilde, guitarist for Ozzy Osbourne and the lead singer for
Black Label.
I knew it. Shut up, Shannon. I know. I'm a fan. I'm a fucking fan. He's going to be doing a podcast with the Gas Digital Network, which is just absolutely incredible. A true legend, continuing with the theme of bringing in legends of both the games of comedy, music, and sports. And we're really happy about that one. And the other one, we're just working on final negotiations on a couple things. I will tell you, it is a comedian or two, who knows, that you guys fucking love. They're regular guests here on Real Ass Podcast, regular guests on Legion of Skanks. I think it's going to fuck, you guys are going to love the show. And this show is going to be balls out funny. It could come in and compete for the funniest show on the network already. Just in the preliminary planning, it's going to fucking be incredible. So we're going to be announcing that very soon as well. But subscribe, use that promo code RAP, get a 7-day free trial. And if you subscribe to Gas Digital during the month of October, every single week, on the Friday show, this show, every single week for the month of October, we're giving away a free pair of all access passes. Maybe we'll do it on the Monday show because this is the Friday show on October 1st. The Monday show, every Monday for the month of October, we're giving away a free pair of all access passes if you use the promo code RAP. Also, if you sign up for the 2-year free trial, you're entered onto that as well. For the 2-year book bag promotion. Speaking of which, if you sign up for 2 years, you get this kick ass fucking Gas Digital custom backpack with all of the pins, all these little custom show pins already on the backpack. How cool is that? How cool is that? So, yeah. Sorry. A lot of plugs. There's a lot of plugs sometimes. You got to plug it up.
Got a lot going on.
Got a lot going on. What am I going to do? I don't do this show for free. It's for fun.
You guys are ultra busy, and that's important.
Ultra busy. Fuck yeah, dude.
Ultra busy.
Ultra.
Makes us look like we are going to start a podcast, I think.
You guys should start a podcast.
You've motivated us. We need somebody. Like, I don't know. He's got to be the charisma guy.
I forgot to mention I have an Instagram. I should have plugged that.
You should have plugged it.
Damn.
It's all right, dude. It's too late now. It's all good. It's all good. We move.
Do it now.
No. No, it's too late.
Oh, man, that's brutal.
Sorry, Casertano. You fucked up.
This fucking
guy. Train left the station. Sorry.
Oh, man.
Zen.
Let's do it real quick. While he's talking.
The offices of Zenhauser and Casertano, the dumbest lawyers in the world.
Zenhauser and Casertano, we have an Instagram.
Dude, Zenhauser and Casertano, Zen and Cass. Dude, the Zencast. We'll kick him out. The Zencast. I like it. We're taking the four letters in his name. I like it.
You could use it.
Or the Casertano show.
Casertano.
With Anthony Zenhauser.
Zen and the Art of Casertano.
Oh, no.
Nigga.
Coming to Gas Digital.
No, it's called The Nigga Show with Andrew Casertano.
Well, then my fans will feel it.
Yeah, they will love it. Dude, Zen and the Art of Casertano is the greatest name for any podcast ever. Now, I don't know if you guys are meant to be together, but this is it. I create shit in real time, guys. So
You are an idea person.
Can I, you know what? Give them...
give them a show.
Give them a show right now.
Give them a show.
Start the show right now, Shannon. Give them some intro music. Just whatever intro music you think would be for these two.
Like the Maple Leaf Rag or something. Something from the 20s.
Okay, I like it.
Bum, 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 da, 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 da,
it's a Canadian girl on her period.
And we're going to, this is going to be, we're going to see if Zen and the Art of Casertano could work right now as a podcast. Am I not the greatest podcast namer on the planet? I mean, come on now.
If you go down in history for anything,
it's the one thing. It's podcast naming
for sure.
Podcast naming. God, give me another one. Give me some more.
A Puerto Rican comedian was stabbed in London next week.
Next week.
Next week. It's part of my mock news show. News from the future.
That's hilarious.
Puerto Rican.
That's a great segment.
Everybody stabs over there. You got to be fucking careful.
Wait a minute. In England? No.
It's a stabby country.
They don't have guns. They don't have guns.
They're stabby. They're stabby.
Very stabby. Motherfucker, dude.
How ironic would that be if I finally got stabbed to death in England?
Not only are you going to get stabbed, they're going to send a lady police officer with a stick to stop it.
With a baton?
That sounds hot.
You're going to get stabbed. Yeah. You're going to get stabbed and go, the prophecy was true.
Miss, what are you going to do with that baton? Fuck yourself with it.
Are you all right, mate? Are you all right?
Oh, woman cop, please, somebody send me someone real.
What's all this, then?
Oh, what? What's going on?
He's lost 15 millimeters of blood.
What? I don't know how much blood that is.
How much blood is
that? A lot or a little? I can't tell. You're going to give me a ruler.
All right, I have the intro music.
All right.
God, ready? It's ladies and gentlemen, it's Zen and the Art of Casertano.
All right.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good, man. How was your weekend?
You know, I just kind of hung out. And and I sat around and watched TV.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
For the audio listeners, their penises are out right now. For those of you that are listening audio-wise.
Yeah, I made a sandwich with had mayonnaise on it. Do you like mayonnaise?
No, I don't.
And that's all the time we have.
All right. Hell yeah. What a great show. What a great show. They always say it's dynamic. That's really the thing. And you guys, you're fucking... I can tell you guys are fucking... Your dynamic is like fucking Batman and Robin.
One of your fans on the YouTube channel, on one of the shows I did recently, he goes, Zenhauser is a charisma pit.
Charisma pit.
I was like, that's the...
Also a solid name for a fucking podcast. I'll tell you. Charisma pit with fucking Anthony Zenhauser.
I'm sold.
I think you got good charisma.
Yeah. I'm no Pitt.
Especially compared to Andrew Casertano.
I like Andrew. He's growing on me.
Andrew's hilarious.
Yeah, there's no Shane Gillis. Like, but...
Here's the thing, what are you gonna do with Andrew? Because Andrew is a weirdo. you have to hit him sometimes. Otherwise he doesn't know he's there. He's gotta know he's awake. You gotta like certain people you gotta fucking hit in a certain way.
I have to physically hit him?
No. Oh. Proverbially, is that the right word?
No, not at all.
Proverbially.
You gotta get him going.
Is it proverbially? I feel like that's the right word. Proverbially.
Don't do that shit.
I kissed him at Comedy Fight Club, and I really derailed this whole fucking set.
No, it was cool. Yeah.
What is a proverb?
A proverb is like an adage. It's a proverb.
Yeah.
Man, do you ever try to explain things to your kids that you have no idea how to explain?
Dude,
they go, what's a proverb?
Wild.
You're like, it's a proverb, doggy.
Dad, what's consent?
A short, pithy saying in general use, stating a general truth or piece of advice.
Voss would say a verb that gets paid.
Hell yeah. So, proverbially, did I say that right, Shannon?
Yes, I think so.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Also, proverbially. Do you want to pick a shirt winner, Lewis?
Oh, right.
Today the first.
That's right. The first of the month, or the first Monday, or the first show we do of every month, we give away a free piece of merch to one reviewer of the show. Good or bad, doesn't matter. Ready? Your winner of this month's free piece of merch.
Me, Louis J. Gomez.
Tripper's Ghost. Shannon. So leave us a 5-star rating and a positive or any review on iTunes because you have a chance every month to win a free piece of merchandise.
So they gave 5 stars.
Hell yeah.
The title of the review is Gas in the Jews.
Hell yeah.
And the review is Extended Remix. That's
okay.
It.
All right. I'm assuming this is a Mark Random fan.
I think so. So yeah. Just send an email to realassofficial@gmail.com to prove that it's you, and we'll send you a piece of merch.
I love it. And also, other things you could send to Real Ass Official. What else do we have? They could send fan fiction.
Yes.
That we'll read if you guys write us scripts to read on the show. You could send me your investment portfolio if you'd like to invest in all things Luis J. Gomez. I do accept investment portfolios. Your fight videos if you are trying to become a training partner or a sparring partner. What else, Shannon?
Any female who wants to be your personal assistant.
Oh, yeah. Any female, she's got to be hot. She's got to send photos, preferably nude.
Fake nudes of Shannon.
Fake nudes of Shannon. Fake nudes of the entire staff, to be honest with you.
Yeah, anybody.
What else can they send a Real Ass Official?
Not Natalie. That's disrespectful.
We would never do that.
Weren't they? Oh, never mind.
But Shannon, what? Me, and Lewis all day.
I bet Natalie's nipples are always rock hard. How much you want to bet? Natalie. Natalie, are your nipples always rock fucking hard?
No.
No?
Sorry to disappoint.
No, I don't like that. I think that's disgusting. So, I'm glad now. Thank you. Now I'm actually turned on by the softness of your nipples. You know what? Speaking of which, we're sexually harassing them. Why don't we go to This Week in Sex with Natalie and Shannon? This Week in Sex with Natalie and Shannon. You're my
sometime
hero.
This Week in Sex with Shannon and Natalie.
Any day now, huh? With Shannon. Yeah. This Week in Sex. With Shannon and Natalie. Now, let's see whose story you're more likely to
believe.
Be turned on by.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to not mix the music together.
No, it's okay. No, we'll keep the sexy music on. Turn off the girls yeah. music.
Okay.
It's all right.
Okay, there you so are. Mine.
Right, slow
is
down, Natalie. First of all, calm the fuck down. Stop getting all antsy. Relax a little bit. Breathe. Just take a moment.
Yeah.
Enjoy the situation.
You're soak here. It in. You're here already. At this point, you're here.
Yeah.
Why are you at least going to just
hard
relax
part's
a
over.
Little bit? Exactly.
You're right. You're right.
There's no reason to fight it at this point. You're just trying
to. The fact that she looks like she doesn't want to be here gets me rock hard.
The more you squirm.
A lot of people say that.
The more you squirm, the more it's going to hurt. So if you could simply,
yeah, I'll take you home. I'll take you home in 5 minutes. Just sit down, relax.
Just relax and enjoy this segment. It's going to be over very, very quickly.
Do you want to hear the story?
What, Natalie? What? What are you talking about? Yes, I'm trying to get you to be comfortable right
I
now.
I am. Okay,
drink your kratom and fucking read the news.
Would it be easier if we? Would it be easier if we whisper to you?
All right.
No,
so,
I'm good. I'll show you what I'm looking at.
So
here.
Tell me, Natalie, what's going on this week in sex?
So. Apparently, there's a problem where a lot of porn sites have ads that say if you put apple cider vinegar on your penis, it'll make it bigger. And so experts are saying, please stop doing that. It doesn't work.
Is it bad?
It says that it just doesn't work and it'll probably burn a little bit. It's not going to cause any long-term damage, but it's not pleasant.
But where does this come from? Where I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire. This didn't come from nowhere.
It's just sort of like, I assume it comes from the idea
rubbing
that
it?
Like,
thanks,
I mean, there's that, but also like, there are all those ads that are like, if you use apple cider vinegar for this or that, it'll
I've never
your...
seen it once. And I got
really?
Fucking two vats of apple cider vinegar at home. I would be fucking soaking my dick in it every night. Every night.
How big does that dick have to get, though? How big do you want? How ideally, how big does your cock have to be?
It in says that it'll make it 65% bigger. That's what
Whoa, that's
say.
Way
it's
too big.
It's worth it to make my dick 5.5 inches? Impossible.
That's a big vinegar dick. I heard girls like vinegar dick.
Yeah, that 65% bigger, that's crazy. I mean, I've never heard this before, and I am a man with an average-sized penis, and I feel like I've...
You're going to get stuck in the jar.
This weird trick makes any penis increase by 65%. Any
that cock is already way bigger than mine, and...
Dude, if I had those veins on my dick, I would be happy.
That's the test. If your dick gets stuck in a vinegar bottle, it's big enough.
Wait, what? This
whoa, what happened?
This weird trick will...
All right, Paco, we're going to send you to the store in a second.
Oh, you can stick some in your ass.
This weird trick will make your penis hard as a rock?
That makes you cum if you put
get
it in your butt.
Get the fuck out of here. What is that?
That was a tampon dipped in apple cider vinegar put up your butt.
I want to try it.
I want to try all of this. Will you try it?
I would.
Would you try it right now? If we got you
Cass
a tampon. Tano,
I will hold your hand and do it next to you.
If you, we'll get a tampon, we'll get some apple cider vinegar, and we'll
I'll put it in. This is our first episode.
Listen to me. Zen and the Art of Casertano is going to be on the fucking map right
now. How amazing would this be if it's the most boring podcast for the first 5 minutes and all of a sudden I spread your ass and put a fucking vinegar-soaked tampon in it and it's just like blindsides. Would you be doing it?
Now I'm afraid. Couldn't it be bad for you?
Can you look up and see if it'll hurt him?
I bet it'll burn terribly.
No.
Yeah, it's going to burn my prostate or something.
No, it's not.
I'm still willing to do it.
I'd like to stick something in my ass.
Is it going
to
make your dick hard immediately? Is this like blue chew? Is this like fucking...
I would like to come that way by sticking something in my butt.
Is this like home remedy blue chew? I remember the doctor's book of home remedies before the internet. That was like a thing. Like I had it in my ass. I had two editions of the doctor's book of home remedies. And they were awesome. I loved them. They were very, very interesting.
What else did you see in those that like really caught your attention?
I don't remember anything that actually helped. Not once. Not once ever. But I just enjoyed reading. It's like Uncle John's bathroom reader. They were just sort of fun to read.
Oh.
Soaking your dick in vinegar could burn it. Cut Cooperman said that research on apple cider vinegar as topical treatment for skin conditions called atopic dermatitis showed that it actually hurt the skin where it was applied. Not only did the soaks not help, the treatment caused skin irritation and damage to the integrity. Can you stop being a fucking bit killer? Who pulled this up? Who pulled this up? You had to smack yourself right in your tits.
No, you asked if it would actually help, and this is an article.
What about putting a tampon soaked in apple cider vinegar up your ass?
If it burns your skin, it's going to burn your ass.
Yes, this is the same article that had all of those images that I shared before.
You know, we were this close.
But I'm still willing.
Okay, so here's the thing, though, is that they say that, you know, all of the things that apple cider vinegar is said to help with, like diabetes and blood sugar levels, all of that.
I need this.
People live by that, but there isn't any clinical evidence to prove it. But there may be anecdotal evidence.
Can you just Google right now shoving apple cider vinegar up your ass if it makes your dick hard?
Anecdotal evidence means that you said it at a party, like, oh, by the way, I stuck a tampon of apple cider in my asshole the other day.
You heard it in a game of telephone.
No, I mean, in this same article, it's saying to keep it away from your tender bits. And so the asshole is like mucus membrane. That's going to hurt.
Mm-hmm. Shannon, simply, I need you to Google this.
I Googled it. This is the answer.
No, there's another answer that says that we could shove a tampon up Zach's ass right now.
Yeah.
And you need to find
Shannon, I want a big vinegar dick. I want a big vinegar dick.
No one's telling you that you're not allowed to do that.
No, we're saying that I want to. Is there anywhere that says that it gets your dick hard except that one little ad thing? Those little ads are always so weird. Yeah, I hate the fact that they're listening too. It'll be like, I was like, oh, dude, I have a fucking weird itchy thing behind my fucking ear. And then it'll only be an ad. It's like, itchy things behind your ear means you have cancer. I'm like, what?
Right. Well, you don't go for those. You don't go on those porn sites to watch the ads, though. You know what I mean? Like, is anybody really paying attention to those things?
It's crazy that I'm done with porn. Like, I just very, very rarely watch
porn. You don't watch it anymore?
Not really.
I stopped for a long time, and I stopped masturbating for a long time.
Really?
And it was really, my sex was awesome.
Right.
It's really, really good when you don't. Because did you stop masturbating too?
For the most part, yeah. I mean, I just have sex.
Because porn is just, I mean, there's really no motivation to masturbate, right? Unless you're watching porn. Like, can you sit in your room like and just imagine something and jerk off to it?
Sometimes I do that on my girlfriend's face.
But you're really not imagining it. It's there.
No, but I'll think about other things. I'm just going to use her to rest my hand on. Like,
I got a library book I got to take back.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Who needs porn? You just go on Facebook and click back on the photos till they're young again.
That is true.
You just message people.
Yeah, I just.
Random went girls that you found.
Whatever it is, like my libido is, I still have a very high libido. Yeah. I just don't have the urgency to jerk off the same way that I used to. I don't know what happened. I did talk about the how VR porn did sort of fuck with me a little bit, and it sort of like fucked up my other porn experiences. So it may have to do with that, but maybe I'm just getting older too.
How good is VR porn?
It's incredible.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's incredible, but there's not enough diversity. So like, I won't beat a dead horse here because I've talked about this
the
a couple times.
Keeps stealing the 3D cameras.
You smell cocoa butter and sadness.
But you,
it's a 4D.
So we got used to watching porn. How old are you, Castroni? Like 30?
36.
Oh yeah. Oh, you're older. All right, good. So you know, we're all at least in the same general area of age, right? We grew up like, you know, for the average porn session, I would sit down and probably watch before I found the one I'm going to orgasm to, 15 or 20 videos.
Sure.
Before you're clicking through, you're like, oh, I like that. You know, this huge menu of variety and diversity. And we went from, like, you know, being little kids and having a magazine or a video or maybe just clicking around the TV and just jerking off to, like, you know, late night Skinamax or whatever, to having, like, literally just anything you could imagine just at your fingertips. And that diversity, I think I got used to, if I'm masturbating, just sort of used to, like, get, like, almost like edging myself until I found the thing. With VR porn, they don't have that much diversity. And I have a couple memberships of VR porn, but it's like there's like maybe 2 new videos a week, and it's just not enough. So you can't really keep up with my need for diverse. I need new chicks.
Wait, do you need variety or diversity?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean diversity like in the faggy way.
You meant like diversity, like there's not enough African American women to masturbate to.
What is this porn queue? Looks like people that work at the DMV.
250-pound black women.
Yeah, but VR porn is pretty fucking badass. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Do you have to wear something for that?
Yeah, you have to wear the Oculus, and they have the thing where like it reads your hands now, so you could just fucking like. It's all fucking.
It feels like you're touching something?
No, it doesn't feel like you're touching something.
But it feels like you're fucking, kind of.
You're jerking off.
Right. So but it's more around you. Like it's.
So
it's
yeah,
like,
you look around and then she's looking at you and she whispers in your ear.
Yeah.
And she fucking like.
Yeah.
You're raping me. I want to go home. Your son doesn't respect you. My nipples aren't hard all the time.
But what'll happen eventually is, and you saw it in that movie Ready Player One, which was like, I love that movie, by the way. That movie was really fucking cool. But they had like the suit where it's like you get to feel like the touch. And they already have certain things like that. They have like where you get shot, you feel like the vibration, and you feel like that already exists. But that technology in the next decade will come very, very, very far. And eventually they're going to have shit that just attaches to your dick. And when they start sucking your dick, it feels like you're getting your dick sucked.
Yeah.
And at that point, we don't need women. That's right, ladies.
Well, they have the auto blow, and that has like whatever, thousands of porn scenes in it. In the AI for different ways to suck dick.
Oh, wow.
And then there's something, there's like, it's like a fleshlight, but it's like on an ottoman so that you can like grab the side and fuck it.
Oh, Lazy Susan?
Yeah, pretty much. It's like having a wife.
Lazy Shannon?
Yeah.
Just spin her around.
See, I figured, I would think all the women would look like, they look like real people, or it's like a Dire Straits video.
No. It's real footage. Real.
So they take cameras. Amazing. They take special
like
cameras.
Like a 360
like a
camera.
POV porn?
Yes, yeah, but it's you're in the room. Like, you're looking up.
That's
like,
awesome.
When I first got it was crazy. There was like a weekend where it was just me just beating off with a helmet on the whole weekend. I had an orgy
the
with
next
like,
weekend he got curtains.
I had an orgy with like, there's one thing, and it was like, it was, I don't even know what it was, but it was like a Christmas orgy where it was brunettes versus blondes. You could switch back and forth where it's like 11 brunettes are all just fucking you. And then you go back to the blonde side and you're just like,
that's unbelievable.
I don't fucking need anything. And it was the best jerk off experience I ever had. And I was like, this is too much. I need to put this away and go and do something in real life because this is going to get
it's
wild.
It's like the Ark of the Covenant. You had to like put it in a warehouse somewhere deep somewhere. So that it almost ruined you. It almost made you feel like.
It, regular porn doesn't really do it for me as much anymore.
Yeah, broke your meter.
Yeah. So now I have to have real connections. So in a weird way, VR porn is actually helped my real life.
That's good.
Hell yeah.
Is that Oculus?
Yeah.
Fucking, that's a great commercial. I want to see that commercial.
Oculus. Shannon, what is This Week in Sex? Let's go to Shannon. Mm. Yeah, let's get this music going. Yeah, Shannon.
Okay, so...
Yeah, you are.
Mine is about the Mormon teen sex act that's going viral.
Mormon teen.
Wait, can I ask?
One of my favorite porn categories.
Is it soaking?
Yes.
What is soaking?
Yeah. I want Shannon to.
Is that you never interrupt her again, you animal?
It's when you have 10 kids and rape 6.
So it's when a male places his penis into a woman's vagina. But
yeah.
No thrusting.
Okay.
And no orgasms.
No thrusting, no orgasms.
Well, that's what they say. They say no orgasms. But the point, yeah, so they're trying to beat the system.
You're
so
soaking your cock.
So it's not, let me just put the tip in. It's, let me put the whole thing in and we'll stay completely still.
I'm soaking.
Right. And to remedy the completely still part, they added onto it something called jump humping, which is once the man's penis is in the woman's vagina, a friend will jump on the bed to so that movement is happening.
Ooh, wait a minute.
That sounds hot.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm going to come.
Just from this story, I'm going to come.
This is so hot. Just you're a hot little Mormon snatch, and you have to have a friend come over
your
and jump on the
bed. Your fucking dumb blonde friend is jumping up and down on the bed.
It's me.
God is coming.
Dude, I fucking... That sounds hot. That was a, there was a category of porn. It wasn't even a category of porn. I don't even know how to search this on porn that I used to love, where it was essentially, it wasn't behind the scenes, but it was almost like behind the scenes. It was like...
Like the buffer?
No, not the fluffer. Fluffer.
The fluffer. I mean, yeah, you're the buffer.
What it would be like a man and a woman having sex for a photo shoot. And the guy would just put his dick in her pussy and really not, they just take the shot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They take the shot. That, but you, it's the video of the photographer actually shooting like the shots and sure. He's just fucking sitting there. And they pull out for a second. He like beat his dick for a second to keep it hard. Then he put it in her mouth. And it was like old, like, you know, like Penthouse Magazine, the way they would have those shots. It was all like just set up shots. And then eventually he would come, but he would like pull it, he'd just jerk off and then come and act like it was so like just for the shots. But that got me going.
That's something hot about it, how it's just business.
It's just business. Exactly. Like, there was like, it was like, we are here to be paid. This is a shot. This is like, there's nothing, there's no human connection here. It was so cold and kind of fucked up. It really got me going.
It really turned you on.
It really turned me on.
I know exactly how you feel.
Is that crazy?
No, I know exactly how you feel.
Shannon, I feel like that's something that would turn Shannon on, because Shannon's a broken bitch. Shannon? Does it turn you on?
No, not particularly. But this reminds me of in the movie Love Actually, there were two of the characters that was their job, and that's how they met and fell in love. In the movie, they would just stand in a spot together, and he would pretend to have sex with her naked, and then they would start talking, and that's how they fell in love with each other.
Okay. Thanks for fucking bringing your fucking woman movie perspective in on this, Shannon. Thanks.
What a fucking dichotomy of stories. Shannon's like, hey, you know the new 18s are fucking? And then Natalie's like, don't put your dick in applesauce! It will burn!
I feel like Natalie only brought her story knowing that we're all going to try this.
Natalie brought her story so it would burn all our dicks.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to burn all the men's dicks at gas.
She made it up.
I fucking hate them. I hate them. Can you guys know if you put a hot sauce in the tip of your dick, it'll make it grow? Oh, yeah, I read that. You guys should try it. We're not stupid, Natalie.
I would do it.
Would you?
If Natalie told me to.
Natalie, you're coming to Jamaica?
With me.
Yeah.
Oh, you're coming?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, shit.
Bobby said I could join.
Now, you know that you're only allowed to wear bikinis, right? None of that one-piece horse shit that you're planning?
I have some.
Now he's going to fucking come up, show up in a fucking, like, one of those old-timey skirt bikini or skirt bathing suits from the 40s. Yeah.
Natalie's going to have jean shorts with a starfish on the button, pale.
Natalie, you got to fucking dress hot. I bet you, here's what's going to happen, okay? First of all the gas digital hussies are going to fucking look delicious on this trip.
It's going to be a competition.
There are three women.
I know.
Or potentially four.
Potentially four. But listen to me, it's going to be, I'm encouraging the male employees to hook up with the female employees. Here's what I say. Take your shot. That's the theme. You know, like the prom has the theme? You know the prom has the theme? The gas digital.
Oh, enchanted under the sea.
Can we hire a couple new male employees before we go?
Go fuck yourself. Take your shot with the female gas digital employees. They're going to be getting drunk. They're going to be getting high. They're going to be, I mean, who knows what the laws are in Jamaica about taking women against their will. So this is your fucking
there
time.
There's no laws against that.
I guarantee you the laws are way more lax. What's the age of consent in Jamaica? I guarantee it's something like crazy.
Just no fag stuff.
Yeah.
That's all they care about.
A man and a woman could do anything at any age.
Nobody putting the batty crease. Now batty crease, batty man.
16.
16, hell yeah.
16? I'm in.
Can we open up the internships here?
I bet you that the sexual harassment laws are also way more lax.
Me no put my cock in the man. Me no put the cock in the bus man.
Because I remember when we rented a jet ski, me and my chick in Jamaica, this last time, I just made a joke because I was like, I was going to let her write it. I was like, yeah, but you got to give her a lot more time. You know, she's a woman. She's like, oh, I know, man, way more time. The women, they don't think like we do. He went right into it. I was like, oh, he took the bait.
Yeah, he no resistance whatsoever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Natalie, also, this country is extremely intolerant with Black gay culture. I don't know if you know anything about Jamaica.
Yes, I heard.
Like, I have friends who are gay who will not... They're like, I'm not going to Jamaica. That's fucking crazy. Now, they've gotten a lot more accepting, but we have to hide the fact that you're a lesbian. So you're going to have to hook up with some men in front of the staff just to throw them off your scent.
Right, of course.
Okay?
I think they
and their scent is patchouli.
Sandalwood. I think they have a problem with just men fucking. I think women on women is fine with them. In fact, it gives them hope.
Maybe.
Two white girls, that's nice.
That's beautiful.
Everything crisp with the two white women.
It's like a sunset. Two white women on the beach.
She's got her tongue in her ass, man. She's got his tongue in her ass, man.
So, but hold on. Now, here's the other thing. So, Natalie, are you going to share a bed with another woman? Because technically, that's not fair.
Do I have to?
You can do whatever you'd like to do.
Is there... Only three full-size beds, or are there twin-size beds?
Right now, the bed situation is sort of up for grabs. You guys are going to all have to be fucking grabbing your own beds. All I know is I have my own room. Ralph has his own room.
I love that you guys have just set this up like a celeb reality VH1 show, where they have to grab their own beds.
It's like P. Diddy.
There's going to be a full bar. We're going to be drunk at 2.
We're voting one person off the island every day.
Dude, if you sent one person home a day, it would be so funny.
No, I would be the first one out.
Why, Shannon? Because you're boring?
Yeah,
you won't hook up? You fucking dumb bitch. You make me sick.
How many beds are there?
I don't know. I think we're good on beds. Okay. I think we're good. There might be a couple people that have to share a king size bed.
You know
bed.
Something?
But that's you and Alex. You guys said you'd already do that.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't want to now leave. Now there's
the boys,
another girl.
The boys don't want to share a bed.
I don't want to leave Natalie on her own, though.
All three of you can share a bed. It's even hotter.
You have a really spoiled
I'm staff. Fine if I get a twin-size bed that I don't have to... I'll take a smaller bed if I don't have to share.
We'll figure it out. We get it, Natalie. You've been hurt. We get it. You got some shit in your past. You don't want to be close to anybody. We get it. We're trying to have a fucking family orgy, and here you are.
My boss is taking me to Jamaica. I wonder if there's a bed.
I know, right?
What if there's a bed? He's taking me to Jamaica. I have to
sleep on the goddamn beach. You're in Jamaica. Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sleep in the water.
No, there's a major mosquito problem. Once 7 o'clock hits, you guys don't want to be outside.
But really, malaria is the main problem. It's a really big problem in Jamaica.
There are beach dogs that will attack you. Wild beach dogs. Don't go out there. I'm very excited about the Jamaica trip. Really, I am. You know what I watched last night, Zach?
What?
Remake of Carrie.
Oh, with...
Chloe Grace Moretz.
Mm-hmm.
And the night before, I watched the original Carrie, and I just wanted to compare the two. It was the first... Like, I whatever it was, I always wanted to, like, do it, and I got the motivation to fucking do it. You know what I'm going to say about the new Carrie?
What?
Sucks dick.
Yeah.
Sucks dick.
Why?
Do you know how good the original Carrie was?
It was a masterpiece.
Listen to me.
Sissy Spacek, they're all going to laugh at you.
Yeah, it was horrifying. The original Carrie, first of all, the girl's face, like, she just, it was really believable. You really believe this was an autistic girl whose mom fucking raised her in a fucking closet praying to Jesus.
Yeah.
And it was just... Her look and that first scene was so haunting.
Yeah.
And Chloe Grace Moretz, like, she's the prettiest girl in her school, and she just kind of contorts her face a little bit, and she's like, look, I'm ugly. Weird. You're like, no, you're just a hot chick, you stupid bitch.
Yeah.
No. And the way women are, if you're that hot, it doesn't matter that you're weird. Yeah, that's the original. Yeah, like
the opening of Carrie is so creepy.
Oh, she's real. Because
it goes from
boner. Look how hot she is. She's so
hot. The beginning of Carrie goes from Boner City to my God, this poor girl.
Did you see the remake?
Yeah, it was.
They did a couple things. So I didn't even think they were going to do the scene in the locker room. So my assumption is I've never read the book, and I always want to read the book now because I bet the book's fucking awesome, right? The
book's very good.
I'm assuming that they both followed the book pretty closely because otherwise there's. It just felt like there was absolutely no need for this movie to be made. There was nothing done with, like, the special effects that was, like, really cooler. In fact, the special effects were a little bit cheesier because they were so obviously special effects. Like, I almost feel like back in the original Carrie, they had to, even with the telekinesis stuff, they had to use like music and sort of the shots to sort of make it shocking and scary. And in this, it was just like, oh, the wall's cracking. I know that's a computer. And it was just nothing like, I don't know. Anyway, regardless, I thought it stunk. I didn't think there was any fucking need for it. Okay. And I think Chloe Grace Moretz particularly stunk in the movie. So there we go. You want to pull up the trailer, Shannon? Pull up the trailer.
You would like the book very much. It's short, too. That's what Stephen King wrote books that
stop
were like inappropriate.
Fucking, stop trying to fucking
speak
my language. It's like, no big words, dude. You'll love it.
It's when his books were inappropriate length.
I'm going to actually read it. I'm going to bring it on the flight with me to England.
You'll enjoy it.
This is the remake. Rightly beams our Father's mercy from his lighthouse evermore. No neighborhood. But to us he gives the keeping. And she's, it's like, so Julianne hot. Moore is a great actress,
she's
too.
She's so beautiful.
But she's just...
not like, that lady.
She's just... the original mom was horrifying, dude.
They think I'm weird.
Wasn't this movie like 20 years ago? Or
this one? No, this one was...
2013.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, less than a decade. 8, 9 years ago? I have to try and be a whole person. Like, she's so much hotter than all of the hot chicks.
Oh, yuck. They all have underwear on in the shower? Or is that just for the trailer?
Oh, no, they all had underwear on. There was no nude teens in this movie.
A boo.
I know, the opening scene, you're like, all right, here we go, nude teens.
She's so hot, I would never laugh at you.
And she seems like her mother's sane in this.
No, her mom's pretty insane in this, but her mom... it's like, it's a lot of contrived insanity. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was...
well, it's a performance of the original. That's
honestly, that's what it feels like. But yeah. I mean, I guess I can appreciate it as like a performance. Yeah, we got it. It's all good. I can appreciate it as like...
has there been any movie from the 70s that's been remade recently that was good that you would... I mean...
has there been?
Maybe Bad Lieutenant was kind of badass. I don't know.
I didn't see it.
I'm trying to
that
think.
That wasn't a remake, though. That was just a different movie.
Okay.
A vaguely similar concept.
Yeah, what have they remade since that's been good? Did they redo The Omen?
That wasn't that good.
Pelham 123.
Pet Cemetery. I liked the remake of Pet Cemetery.
I didn't.
You know, the only thing I really... all right, so I feel like they do something good in all these remakes. They do like one or two good things, and you're like, oh, that was pretty fucking cool, right? So Pet Cemetery, I mean, spoiler alert, if you guys haven't seen the new Pet Cemetery, you know, fast forward, I guess. But like the scene where the little boy is running toward the truck... you're like, oh, he's about to die. Everyone knows. But they twist it and they make the little girl actually go out and die. So it's just totally unexpected. You're like, oh, fuck, it fucks you up. That was pretty good.
Okay.
In the remake of Carrie, they articulate Sue Snell, like the girl who's like ends up being nice to her because she feels bad. In the original Carrie, it seems like out of nowhere that she's just doing this. In this one, they kind of draw it out and they draw out her guilt and it makes sense more why she's, you know, doing something nice for Carrie. But that's probably the only thing they actually did better. In terms of like horror movies, what have they redone that's been horror? Like been good.
The Munsters?
I don't know. I didn't see
it. It Part One was good, and then I thought
Part Two was good.
I thought Part Two was a big letdown.
I'd have to watch the original It and compare it to the new It again to really, because I loved the original It and I loved the new It. So.
Yeah, Part Two I thought felt silly.
Yeah.
And I thought making Richard Gay was dumb.
But I mean, compared to what? The fucking TV movie they put out was ridiculous. It was not that good.
Oh, no, I think it's great.
Really?
I thought the original It was great. I thought the original Stand was great.
The fact that
I watched
made
The Stand
TV.
When it came out, like, and I thought it was the fucking greatest thing ever.
The first scene in the second It where those two gay guys are getting beat up.
Mm-hmm.
It opens hilarious. Up like, this could be a great movie.
Hilarious. No, it was...
are we in the wrong movie? This is a comedy.
All right, you got my attention.
Throw him off the bridge. Yeah.
No, that was an intense scene. It was very intense.
That's right. That's right from the book almost.
Right. Those New England, like, fucking redneck, hey, fucking faggot. What are you doing here, you faggot?
That was a great scene.
Yeah. And then... to add insult to injury, the poor gay bashed guy gets eaten by the clowns.
This is the greatest movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, no, there was a few that him
it's like my third birthday.
Luring in the girl that had the facial
yes.
Deformity.
In the fair? At the fair?
Yeah.
There's just something about a little cute kid being murdered that just really gets you.
Oh, the beginning of the first one, when they show Georgie getting
eaten. Oh, yeah, dude.
And you were like, oh, we're going there, huh?
Yeah, I mean, they tear his arm off. Like, why am I watching this?
Yeah.
My son is the exact same age, by the way. I'm looking over it. I'm like, what is happening right now?
He's in a yellow raincoat building a boat.
He wants to be, James this year wants to be two things because the kid wants two Halloween costumes every year now. So one is Georgie from It. He just wants to get the raincoat, the arm, and fucking. And then he wants to be Miguel.
Ballerina.
Miguel from
McDonald's.
Come on. He wants to be the guy, the garbage man, yeah. Miguel.
I want to be that.
No, the fucking kids movie, you know, Coco.
The gardener?
Coco.
Oh, yeah.
You guys didn't see
That's
Coco?
Cute. Oh, that's no. cute. Ah, that's. He'd make a good Miguel.
He would make a good Miguel. Yeah. I mean, he looks like Miguel.
He looks like Miguel.
A little fucking Puerto Rican kid. Yeah. So, yeah, whatever. It was fine. It was enjoyable to a certain degree. I just feel like the original movie was so good, and they didn't stray at all from it. So what's sort of the point? It wasn't a reimagining of it. Like, if it was like a reimagining of like the early years of like Carrie as a kid with like that mom and her discovering her powers, that would have been a cool thing to do. There was just nothing really creative.
What about The Hills Have No Eyes? Did you see that one, the remake?
Those are pretty decent.
Those are pretty good. The Hills Have No Eyes.
The Hills Have Eyes.
The Hills Have Eyes, I meant. The Hills Have No Eyes.
What, Shannon?
I have a list of horror movies that claim to the remakes were better.
Okay, let's see.
That one was one of them. Maniac.
Wait, which one was one?
Oh, The Hills Have Eyes. That was one. Maniac.
Okay.
I'm just trying to go by ones that aren't a million.
No, she's just calling you a maniac.
Maniac was they remade it with Elijah Wood.
Rapist, right. Yes. Underpayer. Okay, what else?
Faggot mustache.
Blue Chew addict.
Hey man, don't knock. Hey.
Like, Shannon, these don't sound like movies.
The Town That Dreaded Sundown.
That's an old timey movie.
That was remade in 2014.
Like, a Little Shop of Horror, the remake was better than the original old black and white one, right?
Yeah.
Well, the original's not a musical.
I know.
The Blob.
That AK, that.
No, that's talking about Zach.
Yes. That is a good remake.
The Maniac and the Blob.
That's our other podcast.
That's
now.
A great podcast name by Luis J. Gomez.
That's the name of today's episode.
Oh, I thought Vinegar was great.
And Last House on the Left.
Last House on the Left.
That wasn't that good.
I didn't see it.
I didn't like that one.
What was the one? Cabin of the Woods was good.
Cabin of the Woods is excellent.
Yeah. Good. What else?
Those are the ones that aren't a million years old. The other ones are Nosferatu, but that was remade from like the 20s. House of Wax.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's about it. And The Fly.
Not a lot.
The Fly is a much better movie. Yeah,
that was also
that movie freaked
movie.
Me out.
And The Thing.
The Thing is technically the 80s one is technically a remake.
Yeah, that's what I thought. They made another thing.
There is a third one. Yeah, that's okay. That's a prequel.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like with technology, I feel like they should have been able to do Freddy better, and they just sort of failed on it.
Yeah, that's where they fucked up, though. Wasn't that? I mean, you're talking about Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah,
yeah.
They just ruined his character. He was just like jokes. He was a roaster.
Yeah. No. By the time you're right, his character had become iconic. By the time if they tried to reimagine it.
I think New Nightmare is scary, where he comes into the real world to get the actresses.
Sure.
Oh yeah, yeah, I remember that
it's
one.
That's pretty good.
But I think they. I'm
talking about the reboot though, without Robert
work,
England
with Jackie Earle Haley.
Yeah, which by the way, he looks like a fucking child rapist.
Yeah, he looks great, but like they made him like
serious,
more of like a molesty.
Yeah, whatever. It just didn't wholly work. I didn't love it, and I just feel like. They will reboot Freddy probably.
They will, and they're gonna do so. Two things from Freddy that I really like is there is a chance he didn't do it.
Oh really? Oh, that's awesome.
And that the parents burned alive an innocent man, and that's why he's killing their kids. And then there was a deleted scene in the original that I really like. That if they do it, I want them to include this idea. It's the Heather Langenkamp. Nancy's in her parents' basement, and she finds shit for her older brother that she didn't know about. And you find out that every kid in the movie, Freddy killed their older siblings, and they decided not, the parents had new kids and never told them. Mm. And now he's coming back for the brothers and sisters of all the kids he originally
killed.
No, I killed.
Like him being innocent because that, like, to be honest with you, it was like, at one point, right around Freddy, or Nightmare on Elm Street 4, you're like, I love this guy. This guy rules. He's hilarious. And you're rooting for him. And you don't realize you're rooting for a child rapist the whole time. And it doesn't really matter. So it would be nice to go and rectify that feeling that I've had to deal with all these years.
Yeah, I do like the idea that they killed the wrong person.
Yeah, I really like that. Yeah.
But the Candyman. See that?
I liked it.
I saw the new
one. That's probably better. Well, not better, but it's par up
there. It was a good movie.
It's a par up there. Man, black horror movies are scary. That one movie.
Color Purple?
Did they make any other black horror movies that weren't goofy? Like, there's Tales from the Hood.
Well,
that
there's
was
a new
goofy
one. There's Karen, which just came out, where it's just about, like, a white bitch in the neighborhood who, like,
I don't
yells at all the black people.
I guess, technically, Jordan Peele makes horror movies, right? Yeah. But they're more like thriller. They're more like M. Night Shyamalan movies.
Well, Jordan Peele, like that, he did the new Candyman.
They're like psychological.
He produced it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was okay. It was a little too woke for me, in my opinion.
We got woke?
Yeah, they had too many little fucking woke moments, which just annoyed me, you know? Just like when the nerdy black chick comes in the bathroom and all the white chicks start, like, making fun of her. I was like, shut up.
Yeah.
Just stop it.
You stay in your hood.
Just fucking stop it. That wouldn't be happening. This bitch would be shooting them. We know. We know. Yeah. And you know what else I liked? I liked Freddy versus Jason.
I liked it too.
I thought it was one of the most fun, entertaining movies.
That's a lost opportunity, though. The backstory could have been that Freddie drowned Jason. He was a counselor, and he drowned Jason. And that was the original why they were going to fight. And oh, I would have loved that.
Yeah, and I mean, did they really have Freddie haunting Jason's nightmares? Is that what it was?
No, it was that the deal is that if you don't talk about Freddie, he has no power. So he went into Jason's dreams to wake him up so that he would start killing people in, like, the Elm Street area. So
it's Freddy. It must be Freddy. Right.
And bring him back. No, I liked it. The weird thing about Freddy.
The fucking awesome martial arts fight scene at the end of the movie.
Rey Mysterio is Freddy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Oh, she's doing all those flips and crazy shit.
Yeah, all that shit. That's Rey Mysterio.
I had no idea. That's really cool to know. And it was just, it was like the perfect amount of, like, campy hilariousness. Yeah. Good action. Mm-hmm. Like, I showed James that actually, just that scene. I didn't show him the movie because I thought the movie was a little bit too much. But, like, it is just a really fun fight scene. Pull up a second of the fight scene from Freddy vs. Jason.
What's wild in Freddy vs. Jason is there's a character who is so supposed to be Jason Mewes from Jay and Silent Bob.
Mm-hmm.
And they just cast another dude. And it's dressed like him. All the lines are... It's insane.
That's hilarious.
How they were just like, you know, that guy. But no, he'll cost too much. Just some kid dressed like him.
They should remake it now.
It's like literally every line, Freddy just is another campy line.
Right, but to envision Freddy as anybody but him is impossible.
Oh, the other thing I love about this is the girl from Destiny's Child calls Freddy a faggot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And in the documentary about it, they're like, yeah, that wasn't in the script.
That's hilarious.
She improv that, and she's the one that's like, sings Christian music. And like, just, hey, Freddy scares you. And she's like, what do you want, faggot?
Wait, there's a documentary about this?
There's a whole documentary. It's,
I gotta tell you watch all the documentaries that I would like. Every time somebody talks about a documentary, I hate them, and I'm like, shut up, you fucking dickhead. I hate people who like documentaries. But every time Zach mentions one, I enjoy it.
Crystal Lake Memories. It's all the Friday 13ths.
Okay, very cool.
It's really good.
Yeah, I would watch that. That's fucking awesome. So yeah, that fight scene's fucking badass.
And at the end when they're on fire in the cabin is phenomenal. Because it's both there. It's fire and fucking Jason.
Yeah, I almost feel like you don't need to reboot it. They need to embrace the silliness and the campiness of it, and they can extend it.
They wanted to do Candyman versus Leprechaun, and Tony Todd was like, get the fuck out of here. No.
That's hilarious.
He goes, that's silly.
Candyman versus Leprechaun.
He goes, I'm an actor. No. Dude, there's one called Film Noir. It's a doc on the black representation in horror. And Tony Todd Candyman is such like an actor's actor.
Right.
And
he's
like, you know, and it's such a privilege for me to bring this character, he's got all this gravitas, you know, to bring this character to people and represent the African American community. And then they cut to the guy that was Kincaid in Friday the 13th 3, and he goes, they pay me a lot of money.
The leprechaun would be fighting him and go, you may be fast, you may be bigger.
You're trying to steal my gold, Kajara.
You gotta hold on your hand, but you're still.
Why did he steal me gold? Because he's black.
Where did me pot of gold go? Probably in that black guy's car.
He'd just be busting black jokes the whole time.
It's an 8-second movie.
Who stole me gold?
Oh. I'm going to make yourself a grill.
That's one way to make your knee grow.
Shit. Oh, fuck.
They'd have a great time with that.
You know what? Let's, Shannon, let's go to Animal Battle, Zebra versus Croc. Let's do it. It's another Animal Battle. We'll try to put Joe Rogan out of business. Hell yeah. Hell yeah,
dude.
This ain't going to be
Croc versus Zebra. Real ass fight of the century. I mean, I got to be honest with you. I feel like you wouldn't even bring this to the table if it was just a crocodile eating a zebra.
Mm-hmm. We don't know.
You know, I don't know. Who do you guys like in this fight? I'm
land or
99% of time, I'm picking a crocodile.
I want to. So there's X factors here.
Can we see? Can we see a picture?
Yeah, can we see? I want to see how old they are.
How old the crocodile?
And I want to see where they're fighting.
Can we get a tell of the tape, Shannon?
Crocodile wearing glasses.
Here's one.
Are they fighting in crocodile infested waters? Okay, I'm going to tell you right now.
What water is their benefit? I'm going to say water. Point crocodile.
I mean, I don't even know where would be the zebra's benefit.
Why can't you just drink on
all
the side?
All I can do is stomp. I mean, the zebra.
Yeah, I mean, I almost feel like. Have you ever tried to kick underwater? It's a joke.
Your best bet is to offer them some fruit stripe gum.
So we have a zebra in the water versus a croc. I mean, I got to pick the croc.
Crocodile.
I got to pick the croc.
I got to go. I'm going zebra. I think it's going to stomp on its head.
You think it's going to win this fight?
I don't know if Shannon would choose croc.
She might.
Shannon's... Zebras are bad motherfuckers, man. Like everyone thinks they can't throw down.
I'd fucking destroy a zebra.
Well, on the last one, the zebra did win. It was zebra versus lion, and the zebra won.
Oh, that's funny. Zebra did win the last one.
He knocked that motherfucker.
And I didn't realize
drawers.
That we were just following the career of zebra. Is this the same zebra, Shannon?
Yep.
It is.
The same
yes,
zebra.
It is.
This guy's undefeated so far. So zebra's 1-0 in the real ass fights. Now he's going against a croc. I mean, I feel like Shannon. Just knowing Shannon, she's rooting for the zebra. I'm saying zebra's going to win this now. I'm switching it up. All right, let's see the fight.
Okay, so the whole thing is about 7 minutes, so I'm going to click through a bunch.
No, Shannon, we want to watch the entire 7-minute fight.
I'm starting it at 4.5.
What a slow, brutal crocodile death.
For real.
Okay, so they're obviously crossing this body of water. You can see the alligator right there.
God, zebras are dumb.
Yeah, hey, turn around.
I mean, actually, crocodiles are sort of dumb. They're all dumb. They're animals.
The fact that crocodile hasn't caught one yet.
Oh, yeah. He wants a little baby that he can wrap his fucking... Oh, look at him. Look at him. Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
Shannon's vicious.
It's just us watching a zebra being drowned for 7 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, no. Zebra. And it's like white people on an escalator. They're just going by.
I like when they drown the babies.
Oh, he's got his foot.
Aw. He's done.
I don't know why zebra foot seems like it'd be delicious.
Oh, wait. I have a feeling like some real-ass zebra is going to come out of the woodwork and fuck that alligator
up.
Well,
if another zebra jumps in, I feel like it should be a disqualification for and the croc should win by DQ. Even if
I don't know.
Oh, well, maybe the croc should be disqualified because another croc
is
eating his face off his body.
It's over.
Yeah, it's not looking good for the zebra. I got to be honest with you. It's surrounded by multiple crocs.
This is
me with Shannon in Jamaica. To bite her face and bring her
out
of the
Oh, no! Just kill me.
Shannon, what the fuck? Shannon. Shannon.
Oh, he ate his
to keep you guys
face.
On your toes.
He ate his face off.
He's eating his face off, Shannon.
Ah,
even if the zebra survives, he's going to be ugly and wish he was dead.
Oh. Oh, no, this is not good.
Fucking fast forward a little bit, you horrible bitch.
Oh, no.
That's it.
Oh, come on.
Oh, does he live?
No.
He's going to win the fight, actually.
Oh, his whole skull's hanging out, dude.
I mean, just drown yourself. At one point, you just say, take me, crocodiles.
Dude, the other zebras are assholes. They literally walked right by them. Nope, oh, sorry. My God.
They're eating the head first.
Bye, Bill. No, Bill.
Oh, it's still moving. Jesus Christ.
They called him Bill.
It's still walking. That's insane. I mean,
guys,
what happened to that zebra?
No, be more like, nope.
I'll be there in a minute. One second, guys. Just fighting off a couple crocs. No. I've got half a head now. Will you guys let me back in the family?
They're like, how awkward would it be when he gets out of the water and they're looking at him like, so, you had a problem.
I mean, just realize. Eat him already, you awful, awful crocodiles.
It's like, guys,
you're one of us now.
I mean, crocodiles really do fucking. Wow.
That's it.
I think the crocodile.
That's it.
Is that the fight? Is that it? Is it over? Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Eaters I think it's got to eat.
Can we wait for the decision? Damn, Shannon.
We've got 4 seconds left.
That was fucking depressing, Shannon. We watch these crocodiles eat a zebra face first.
I just want to make sure that wrong each with time that each time I give you guys one that you're not gonna be able to guess where I'm going with my.
We watched a zebra kill a fucking lion.
I know.
Can we watch a zebra win now? Just to reverse that.
Yeah, now we got to watch crocodile fight next week. That was depressing and sad.
Well, yeah. That was a sad thing, and all your fans saw it too.
That's right. We saw a gorilla get a blowjob yesterday.
Let's
sadder when it's like a human doing that, though. I don't know.
Let's lighten the mood in here. This is a little depressing. We're gonna wrap up in just a few. Let's go with does it live or does it die? Fitness coaches.
Does it live or does it die?
What's going on? There were some fitness coaches that were out in the ocean or something, Shannon?
Yeah, there was three Russian fitness coaches, and they were doing like daredevil stuff that apparently they did often, and they were jumping. They were like rock jumping from the rocks into the crashing waves.
Okay, let's see. There's a video of this, right?
It's the stuff I watch high at 3 a.m, and I'm like...
Hold on. Give me 1 second. I'm sorry.
It's no big deal. It's no big deal.
All right, the video disappeared. 1 second.
It's all right. Shout out to Yo Kratom, who's supporting Skankfest South this year. You guys are fucking...
Let's play. They're all over the place, those guys.
Yeah, they fucking rule, dude. Love those guys. Love them. Love them.
Are you a CBD guy?
Yeah. Yeah, I use topicals.
How do you feel about Delta 8?
I love Delta 8.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it legal?
On the show.
You can it's legalized, right? I mean,
most
states, yeah.
Yo Kratom,
the majority of states.
Yo Kratom, and they make Yo Delta as well, which is a Delta 8 brand.
They market Delta 8 like pot, though. Like it's like
get
it's
dry.
Pot.
It is
There's
weird.
There's a store right on 6th Ave where the big porn store used to be,
mm-hmm.
and it's called Weed World. And I was in a cab with my chick, and she's like, that's a dispensary. I went, no, it's not. She was, I bet it is. And I was like, honey, there's no dispensaries yet. She's like, I'm going to Google it. And then she looked it up. She goes, yeah, it's CBD and pot t-shirts.
Yeah, that's
honestly,
all it is.
I think it's such a big category that I almost want to open up a CBD and Kratom like store, like a shop just on the side of the road, because I'm starting to see that pop up so much.
Dude, I went to my dad's house down the shore, and he lives in like a little marine town, and fucking there was a CBD and Kratom store.
I believe it. I believe
like
it.
Like in between like taffy and shit.
Oh yeah, I see them all over the place, no matter where I go.
Shannon, do we have this last video?
Yes.
Let's do it. Warning, this contains shocking images.
Oh, Jesus. If it's a white person, I don't mind. I like watching people fucking die.
What? Why are they doing that?
Extreme. Oh, no.
What happened?
What do you expect?
So I'm going to go die.
They die. That was his wife, right?
So his wife was recording the whole thing. Do you want to all do your guesses before I tell you what happened?
I know they died already.
Okay.
Yeah, they died.
They're dead.
Okay. So, I'm going to say she drove a car home and crashed.
So the wife was videotaping it, and it was her husband and another one of their friends who's also a fitness trainer. And if you share this screen, you can kind of see you can see them jumping off the rocks and into the water.
Jesus.
That's great. Why would they do that?
We're so fit. We can jump into white waters.
Here at one point, he manages to grab his friend and grab her onto the rock. And then he couldn't hold on to her. Then she drifted away into the water. Hot. And then he also had to let go of the rock, and they both died.
Wow.
Look how hot she is.
Yeah, they're all... Oh, wait, this picture's of them. This is her.
Fuck.
It's like a setter when they're hot.
Our bodies are so strong. We can jump into any water.
Oh, man.
And this is the white...
Oh, that guy. Fuck him.
All that working out really helped you out, buddy.
Zach and Miko still lost.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying which one of us is sitting here doing a podcast.
Drowning is so scary, too, man. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but I'm sure.
Why, have you drowned?
No, I almost did. Like, I was in the beach. I was at the beach last year, and I was close. Yeah.
Yeah. I've had a couple moments where it was really scary. When we went cliff diving in Jamaica a couple times ago, we rented a villa that had like its own cliffs, and the waves were hitting pretty hard, and we were jumping. It wasn't like that anywhere here, but it was like, imagine 2% of that. Like, just sort of like a little like area where like rocks and waves were coming in. And I was jumping in, and James was about to jump in, and I was like just envisioning him fucking being taken out to sea.
Yeah.
But it was like, it was nowhere near as bad as that. But now I'm really glad he never jumped in that water. It would have fucking, like, I was going to stay in the water and wait for him, but.
What, he decided not to do it, or you told him not to?
He was a little bit afraid of it. He's a really good swimmer. It wasn't chaotic or crazy at all. It was just a little bit like, yeah, there was some waves and.
Yeah, that's all it takes.
Yeah. So. That makes me...
No, that guy didn't drown. That guy was bashed against the rocks.
Yeah, he was actually having sex with her.
Can I show you a better video of it? I found a better video.
Yeah, I feel like there's another video of it that I saw people share.
And then an alligator ate his face off. That's her?
What? Isn't this just Darwinian, though? Like, what an assholey thing to do.
Oh, there she is. That's her or him?
Was that the first time they jumped off the cliff?
No, they've done it many times.
Oh, there's a bash in the head.
I mean, dude, let me tell you something, dude. If you've never gone cliff diving or climbed up fucking rocks, like, they are sharp. They're like razor blades fucking everywhere, dude. All that coral and rock and, like, it is fucking brutal, dude. To have your body slammed against it, it's causing me so much pain thinking about it.
Plus, she's just getting...
I would rather have my face eaten by a crocodile than be bashed up against a rock.
Dude, that water is tossing her around like a doll.
But that body is toy.
She's toy.
Toy body.
Fucking tight ass.
Do you think that maybe since the wife is recording it, that she maybe knew that the husband and the other girl were banging, and she set up this whole thing? That's why she recorded it.
She's like, jump.
Whoa.
Go ahead. I have a great idea.
What are you, a pussy?
What was it like fucking her?
He's sinister.
Wow.
Yeah, that is fucking...
Wait, is there rumors that the two were having an affair?
No,
I just made that up.
Shannon's
just being a fucking troublemaker.
I just made it up. I mean, she's recording the death of her friend and her husband.
True.
Yeah, she, I mean, wouldn't you put the phone down or fucking do something? I don't know.
I don't know. Would you?
I mean, I would want to get that viral content. That is the truth.
And how are you going to...
good for
you're
the brand.
Jump in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You might as well...
Swim!
I mean, if my son was in that water, I'd jump in and sooner die.
Sure,
sure. I would do that.
Well, you wouldn't be able to live with yourself if you didn't, right?
Yeah.
Well, how many people would you do that for, though? I mean, there's only a certain amount of people you'd fucking risk your life for, right? Your son being one of them.
My son.
That's it.
That's it. Because I couldn't. So anybody else in the world.
Anybody else.
I'd be risking losing my, like, giving my son a father.
He would risk his son growing up without a father and turning out.
I mean, probably in the moment, if one of my best friends or my girl were drowning, more than likely, I think my instincts would likely kick in and I would, you know, I'd try to help and whatever, you know. I don't know. I don't really have, it's kind of hard to put yourself there in that moment. Yeah. You know,
right.
I'd like to think that I'd have like a good head on my shoulders in that moment and figure out the right thing to do, but I just don't know.
You have it, but I've seen you in action where you have instinct to get involved. Like, remember we were hanging out, we were selling tickets on 34th Street.
What's he gonna do? Call
were
the
you
Ocean's
there
girlfriend?
That, day?
That guy stole that woman's purse.
Oh, and I tripped him.
And you fucking you leg sweeped him.
Oh, nice.
Dude, this is like out of a movie.
I forgot about this.
The fucking this guy grabs his chick's purse. He starts gunning it down 34th Street, and everyone's watching. Everyone's just bystanding. I'm like, who's gonna get involved? I got him. Fucking, does this like leg sweep? This is before you even knew how to fucking do MMA.
Anything,
you knew nothing.
I learned it from Rocky V, where the Mo rings outside. He did all
but
those.
But you
cool
got
moves.
Him. He fucking fell down.
I did a drop toe hold.
Oh shit!
And then the cops grab him, and then they yelled at you because you got involved.
Yeah, and I was like, "What the fuck? You mean thank you?
Yeah.
Pig.
Thank you for your service.
I just was trying to be violent."
And then you sold the guy tickets to the show. It was three for 20.
Easy peasy. All right, look, let's wrap this one. This has been a fun show. Thank you very much, Zen and the Art of Casertano. What a fun show today.
Pleasure.
Support these guys. Please support these guys. Go follow them on all social media. We'll be back on Monday with another incredible episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.